Okay, today's daf is Brachas Daf Nun. We are holding on Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis. We are at the Mishnah. Ketzad Mezamnin. So the Mishnah asks, how do we do Zimun? What words do we use when we are Mevarich B'Zimun? So B'Shlosh HaOmer Nevarich. If you have a Zimun of three people, you say the word Nevarich. B'Shlosh V'Hu Omer Barchu. But if it's three people in addition to the Mezamein, so he says Barchu as if he's telling the other three that you alone are good enough to do a Zimun. B'Asara HaOmer Nevarich Elokeinu. When you have 10 people, then you can add the word Elokeinu. You could add Nevarich Elokeinu. Tosus points out, but not Lelokeinu, because that's only by Shir and Hoda'a we add a Lamed. Shiru LaHashem, Hodu LaHashem, Gadu LaHashem. But by a Bracha we never find a Lamed. It's never Lelokeinu, it's Nevarich Elokeinu. Basara Vuhu Omer Barchu. And when it's Asara, in addition to the person who's being Mezamin, so he says Barchu Elokeinu. Echad Asara Vechad Asara Ribo. So the Mishnah says, it doesn't make a difference whether you have 10 people or you have 100,000 people. Ribo is 10,000, Asara Ribo is 100,000. Either way, it's the same exact text. Everything is equal. So the Gemara is going to ask that contradicts the very next line, because then the Mishnah says, "B'meyahu Omer Nevarich Hashem Elokeinu." Once you have 100 people, you change it to not just Nevarich Elokeinu, but Nevarich Hashem Elokeinu. "B'meyahu Omer Baruchu," and with 100 plus him, he says, "Baruchu Hashem Elokeinu." "Be'elafu Omer," when you have 1,000, "Nevarich LaHashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael." You add in the Elokei Yisrael. "Be'elaf v'hu omer barchu," and again, if it's 1,001, so the mevarich will say barchu. "Beribo omer," when it's 10,000 people, "Nevarich LaHashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Elokei Tzvakos Yoshev Akruvim Ala Mazon Shachalnu." "Beribo v'hu omer barchu." The same way he starts off the bracha, that's how they are supposed to respond. Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael Elokei Tzvakos Yoshev Akruvim Ala Mazon Shachalnu is their response when you have 10,000 people. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer Lifi Rov HaKal Hei Mevarchim Shner Ma'akalos Baruch Elokim HaShem Mimukar Yisrael, that the bracha is based on how many people you have. Just like if you look at Rashi, Lifi Rov HaKal Hei Mevarchim Kamo Shomer Sheish Chiluk Bein Me'el Asara Bein Me'el Elef Ubein Elef Luribo V'adiktani Achad Asrei V'Achad Asrei Ribo Rabbi Akiva Hi Dabar Mamatzin Beis HaKnes Mishagil Asara In Chiluk Bein Rab Bein Muatim. Meaning he says, I agree with the opinion that divides it up into different Nuschaos for each group, for a group of 3, a group of 10, a group of 100, a group of 1,000, a group of 10,000. Because Makelus Baruch Elokim HaShem Mekar Yisrael tells us, depending on the size of the group, that would change the nosach of the Zimun. Amar Rabbi Akiva says, no, Mamatzinu Bebeis HaKnesses, Echad Merubim Ve'echad Muatim, Omer Baruch Hu HaShem. No matter how large a shul you're in, whether it's 10 people, 100 people, 1,000, it doesn't make a difference. You always say, Baruch Hu HaShem HaMavarach. So Rabbi Akiva says, so it would be the same nosach by benching as well. Rabbi Shmuel, well, he says Baruch Hashem, and Rabbi Shmuel says Baruch Hashem Mevorach, but each of them would hold the same point that they don't change it based on the number of people. So it sounds like that Rabbi Akiva's raya is from the fact that Kuli Alma Lo Pligi in a Beis HaKnesses, you'd always say Baruch Hashem Mevorach. So Tosus deals with why is Rabbi Yossi Aglili actually moded to that? Why does he agree in a Beis HaKnesses? Whatever happened to his drasha of B'makelos that you have to adjust the nusach based on the number of people. So Tosus raises the question, why would you only disagree in Birchas HaMazon and agree in Beis HaKnesses? Because the Shliach Tzibur can't be held responsible to count the number of people that are in Shul every single time Baruch Hu has said. Those who say Baruch Hu at the end of davening, who knows how many people left by then? He may have started with 1,000, but if it's a weekday morning and the Long Island Railroad leaves at a certain time, he's going to turn around. There are going to be 4 people left. So he can't, well, 4 wouldn't be no good, but there will be 10 people left. So he can't be held responsible for keeping track of who's there at any given time. But by benching, they're sitting together, they're eating together. No one leaves until after benching, so you would never make such a mistake. So it's not too much to expect to adjust the bracha based on the number of people that are there. So says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel, La'olam al yotzi adam esatzmo min hakol. The person should never take himself out of the group, even though with 4 people he's allowed to say Barchu instead of Nevarech, but nevertheless better for him to say Nevarech so that he's including himself with the other 3 people as part of the group. Ay, t'nan b'shlosh v'hu amar Barchu. But it said in the Mishnah that when it's you plus a mezumin, you say Baruch Hu and you are motzi yourself min haklal, says Mara Ema af Baruch Hu. When we come up, nevarech adif. Now that just tells me that you're also allowed to say Baruch Hu, but nevarech is the better thing to say because it's not being motzi yourself min haklal. So against the pashtus of the Mishnah, but the Gemara assumes that nevarech is the better thing to do, and that's why we don't do Baruch Hu. We're going to see later in the Mishnah on today's daf that if you have a group of six, they could divide up into two separate groups of mezuman up until you hit 10. Once it's 10, they cannot divide into separate groups because then they're downgrading the level of the mezuman. They're going to no longer be able to say the Shem Hashem. So yeah, Bishlam Nevarech Adif Mishamachi Nechlakin. If you say Nevarech is better anyway, so I understand why a group of six can break up into two groups, even though they're losing that ability to say Barchu. Eli'i Amr Barchu Adif Amen Nechlakin. But if Barchu is better, why are they allowed to divide up into two groups of three? Now they're not going to be able to say Baruch Hu. El Alav Shemamina, Nevarech Adav Shemamina. So you see, it must be that Nevarech is better. Tells points out, you don't really see that it's better, you see that it's at least equal, the fact that you're allowed to divide up. He says the word Adav doesn't always mean equal. Very often the word it doesn't always mean better. The word Adav very often just means good, chashuv, important. So over here also, Adav just means that we're able to prove that it's at least as good. And once it's at least as good, so then Aliyot Yadam Asatzva Min HaKlal, the Svarav, not being motzi yourself min haklal, would carry the day and would tell us that it's better to say nevarech. Tanya nami achi, bein shomer baruchu, bein shomer nevarech, ein tov s'no sal kach. We're not going to be makbid on a person if he says baruchu, if he says nevarech, whichever nusach works. V'hanakdonin tov s'no sal kach. But the nakdonin, the people who are very careful about this, the medaktikin, Rashi says dafkonin, the people who are very precise and very exacting of people, on the side it says gir s'sarach v'hanakronin, pirusha medaktik shalo b'dover tzorech. People are medaktik on things that you don't need to be medaktik on. Those are the people that will chop him on this. A separate comment, the Gemara says, from a person's brachos, you can tell if he's a Talmud Chacham or if he's not a Talmud Chacham. A little bit reminiscent of the sugya of Hamotzi, is when we said that based on the person's bracha, they were able to tell whether he knew what he was doing or not, if he was really a Talmud Chacham, if he was trying to teach a halacha, or if he was just trying to be motzi atzmo min hamachlokas. So based on the nusach of a person's bracha, you can tell if he's a Talmud Chacham. Ketzad, how so? Rebbe Omer uvetuvo, hareis a Talmud Chacham. When you say uvetuvo chayinu, that's a Talmud Chacham. Umituvo, hareis a bor. But if you don't say uvetuvo, you say umituvo, that's a bor, because it's as if he's saying he's only getting a portion of the tov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amle Abayla Rav Dimi Vaksiv, Umi Birchascha Yivarech Beis Avducha Liolam. But the Pasuk says, Umi Birchascha, not Ubi Birchascha. So isn't that what we just said is Boris? So it says, no, B'Shei L'Shaini. When you're asking for something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then it's different. Because if you're asking from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you shouldn't be too demanding. So you only ask for a little bit of the tova. So B'Shei L'Nami, also, it says that Kodesh Baruch Hu encourages us. Well, open up your mouth wide, and I'll fill it up. Whatever you want to ask for. No, Huba Divrei Torah Ksiv. That's only when it comes to Divrei Torah. Divrei Torah, we don't have to settle for less. We could daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu and ask Him to fill us up with as much Torah, as much time to learn, as much content in Torah as we want. But when it comes to asking for other things, we're a little more modest in our requests. So about 10 lines down on the page, I'm the Aleph Tanya. Rabbi Omer B'tuvo Chayinu Areza Talmud Chacham. If a person says B'tuvo Chayinu, that's a Talmud Chacham. Chayim Areza Bor. If he doesn't say Chayinu, he says Chayim, then he's a Bor, because he's being Motzi Atzmo Min HaKlal. Chayim just means that things are living, not that it's him. Narvalai Masni Yibcha. The Narvalai learned that the exact opposite way. And the reason is that they held Chayim is better, because it's as if you're saying Kodesh Baruch Hu gives Chayim to everything. Chayinu is more limited. So v'les ilchsek narbalai, but we don't pass in that way. And that's why we say v'tuvo chayinu. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, nevarech she'achalnu mishalo, hareza talmud chacham. Person says Nevarech Shachal Nemishalo, that's the Talmud Chacham. Lemisha Chal Nemishalo, Harei Zabur. If he says Lemisha Chal Nemishalo, so if he says Shachal Nemishalo, sounds like he's a Yachid that everyone eats, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one that sustains and nourishes, and we all eat from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lemisha Chal Nemishalo sounds like there may be many, many different gods who sustain, and we're just getting from this one that we eat from. So that's why it's Harei Zabur. Doesn't it say Lemi, who does all the nisim for our fathers? So doesn't that tell us that isn't that Boris? No, but there it's obvious, because who's the one that makes nisim? It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu that makes nisim, so it's obvious what you're really asking for. It's obviously who you're really talking to, that you're not talking to some demigod or whatever, you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Someone says Baruch Shachal Mishlo, that's a Talmud Chacham. Ala Mazon Shachalnu, Harei Zabur. But if he says Ala Mazon, that's a bor. And Rashi points out, Dimashim Varech Lebalabayis HaMachilo. Dile Rachmana Lamu Humaskir Mazon, Lo Mazon Yesharbe Levarcho. Sounds like you only have, whoever you're blessing, you're only blessing for the Mazon. And so that makes it sound like you're blessing the Balabayis, because that's all you have to bless the Balabayis about. But if you're blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have so much more to be Mvarech HaKadosh Baruch Hu about than just the mazon. You only have to worry about that nusach, whether it's ala mazon shachalnu or baruch shachalnu, if there aren't 10. But once you have 10 people and you're going to mention the Shem Hashem anyway, so then there's no mistaking that you might be blessing the Baal HaBayis because you say Hashem's name. Like we said in the Mishnah, that they are ona the same lashon that he says, and look how it says Al Hamazon Shachalnu. Why is it okay to say Al Hamazon Shachalnu? Because you're mentioning Hashem multiple times over there. Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Elokei Atzvakos, Yosef Akruvim. So that's okay. Once you identify that you're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you could say Al Hamazon Shachalnu. Achad Asara Ve'achad Asar Ribo. Then the Mishnah had this one line where we said it doesn't matter if it's 10 people or if it's 100,000 people. It's the same nusach of the Birchas HaZimun. So Haguv Akasha Amrit Achad Asar Ve'achad Asar Ribo. So on the one hand, the Mishnah says that it doesn't matter if it's 10 or 100,000, which makes it sound like it's all the same. Then we say, well, if you have 100 people, you say this. If you have 1,000, you say this. If you have 100,000, you say this. So which is it? Do we adjust based on the numbers of people? Do we not? Rabbi Yossi Aglili says we adjust the bracha based on the number of people that are there. Rabbi Akiva says we don't, that we keep the bracha the same based on no matter how many people are there. Okay, about 7 lines into the wide lines of Nun Amar Aleph. I'm Rabbi Akiva. Mematzinu beveis haknesses. Rabbi Akiva says, you know why we don't adjust it based on the numbers of people? The raya that we don't is that in shul, when we say Baruch Hu Hashem HaMavorach, we don't adjust it based on the numbers of people. We just say Baruch Hu. It doesn't make a difference. So why should we adjust benching based on the numbers of the people? Rabbi Kiva has a raya from our practice in a different context. Rabbi Yossi Aglili had a raya from a pasuk. So what's Rabbi Akiva going to do with the pasuk that Rabbi Yossi Aglili had? Makelos Baruch Elokim. What's he going to do with it? So he already uses that pasuk for a different drasha. That the pasuk says Makelos Baruch Elokim Hashem mi Makor Yisrael. So that's how we know that even the fetuses said Shira Alayam. So it's that pasuk that we learn it from. V'idach Rabbi Yossi Aglili would say mi Makor Nafka. That we learn from the word makar. From the makhelos, we learn that you adjust the bracha based on how many people you have. So Amar Rava Alach Rabbi Akiva. Rava says, we pass on like Rabbi Akiva, that we do not adjust the bracha based on the number of people that we have. It's a good kasha that my chavrusa asked when we learned brachas together, and when we learned ksuvas together, because it comes up in ksuvas also, is that this is nagadata. So this teaching of ubrun shem me'iman, me'echitesu, you ever have such a thing. What are you going to do with this pasuk? That this one learns halacha out of, I'll use it for nagadata. What do you mean? I use it for, but you could use it for an agadah and still learn a halacha from. For agadah teachings, there are dozens of agadah teachings you could learn from a simple pasuk. You need this pasuk to teach me this agadah. L'may nafkamina, is there any nafkamina in knowing that Reuben Shemayiman sang Shira? I don't know, but I did see a different question, also a very strong question, similar in the back of the Gemara. One of the first, the Melo HaRavim asks, Lama Lamru, why don't we give a better source? I mentioned it comes up in Ksuvus also. Why does it come up in Ksuvus? Because in Ksuvus we talk about Birchas Chasanim. And the Gemara says, how do I know in Ksuvus Zayin and Beis, Birchas Chasanim needs Asara, that you need 10 people? But Makelos, Baruch Hashem, can be Makar Yisrael. Aliske Makar, Makar refers to the marriage that precedes having children. So it's b'makelos, it has to dafka be with a kal, with a minion that you need it. So why didn't the Gemara give that answer? And then the Gemara would not have been able to reject it and say, no, that we learned dafka from Makar. No, we learned that from makelos. We learned that from the same word that we're learning from over here. Why didn't we give that answer? Asked the Melo Rome. So he says, Yeshlomar al pimash kasva tosu sham, avgav de makelos tarti mashma, mefarish b'yushalmi makelos ksiv. Vanim shum de sfir la yeshem le mesores, v'rebe kiva le shitase de sfir le besanhedrin of dalid, de yeshem le mikra. Im kein leka le melev makelos de mashma trey. So the question is, how do you read it? Is it makelos or makelas? And that drasha may only be viable if you're able to read it makelos, and it could be that Rabbi Kiva holds that you're not able to read it in such a way. So it goes back to the sugya at the beginning of Sanhedrin of Yeshem Lemikri, Yeshem Lemisaris. Okay, we'll try not to overcomplicate it. So says the Gemara Vayter now. Ravina Rav Chama Barbuzi iklu the Beresh Kalusa. Ravina Rav Chama Barbuzi went to the Beresh Kalusa. Kam Rav Chama v'kamadar be'mea. And Rav Chama went and started looking for 100 to gather together for a zimun. Amli Ravina lo tzrichus. Hachiyam Rava alach Rabbi Kiva. You don't need to try to get 100 people together. It's okay. We pass on like Rabbi Kiva that no matter how many people you have, it's always going to be the same bracha. Amr Rava ki achlin and rift the Beresh Kalusa mevrachin gimel gimel. So when I used to eat bread by the Beresh Kalusa, we would break up into groups of three to make a mezumin. I have a liver chuyud. Why don't you have a group of 10? Because everyone agrees, even Rabbi Akiva agrees, that 10 is different than 3, because you add Hashem's name when you have a minion. So he said, Yud Shamar Resh Kalusa V'ikpid. If we do 10 people together, the Resh Kalusa is going to hear that we're making our own separate mezumin on the side, and he's not going to be happy about it. Because once you have 10 people, Rashi explains, Tzarech HaMevarich, like Biakolo, you have to be much more loud about it. The Resh Kalusa is going to hear that we're making our own separate group, Befarhesia, and he's not going to be at all happy about that. So therefore, we break up into groups of three. Rav Moshe has a fascinating tshuva, a very important tshuva. In our Chaim Chelek Aleph Siman Nun Vav, Rav Moshe writes a tshuva to a Chassidish Rebbe, to one of the Chassidish Rebbes, where the Rebbe asked him about if you're attending a wedding. And Rebbeisha weddings go for a very, very long time. They go very, very late. So you're attending a wedding and you can't stay up till 3 in the morning, till they bench, because you got to go to work the next day. So you're allowed to leave the wedding early. You're going to miss out on the whole mezumin. Are you allowed to make your own little mezumin on the side, or bench even without a mezumin, and leave the wedding early? Because l'chora, you're not allowed to, because once you're koveya, that there's you're koveya yourself as part of the su'uda, so what are you going to do? You have to be mevarich with them. So Rav Moshe writes that he says, Masha Kasav, the Shovel said to him, the Rebbe said to him, that if you want to go, you have a simple solution. Don't wash. Just don't wash at the wedding. So first of all, I mean, there is an Indian to wash at a Sudas Mitzvah, so maybe you should wash at the wedding. Rav Moshe doesn't say that. He doesn't say, no, you have to wash at a wedding, Sudas Mitzvah. He says, what do you help yourself if you don't wash? You're having Pasa Baba Kisnin, you have any Mizonos, together with a whole Suda, and you're going to eat the whole Suda. Anyway, you have to wash. Meaning, anyway, it's called the Kviya Suda, as long as you have any Mizonos there. So you could just say, okay, yeah, have the chicken, you'll have the meat, you'll have the vegetables, and you won't eat any pasul baba kisnin either. Okay, that would be a solution. Rav Moshe doesn't think of that idea. But he says, not washing alone, if you're going to have pasul baba kisnin, is not an eitzah. He says, I'll tell you what the eitzah is. Eile arotzim shalol l'chakos ad gemara suda v'shev brachos yomru beferush kodem sheyeshu lechal she'in meskavnim letztarif l'kviyus m'sharam asubin. You say beferush that you don't want to be kovei yourself together with everybody else. You can make such a tenai at the beginning. Sha'al Then even if you sit at the same table, you're able to avoid the chi of zimun. And he has a raya from Raman, Sim Kuf Tzadi Gimel Siv Gimel, where the Rama says the reason that the minig is not to be mezamein in a base akum, even though they're koveya to eat together, it's as if they eat without kavius, because they're afraid of how they're going to have to change the nusach and the benching when they say the birchas balabayis. So they don't want to have to get to that, where they have to say birchas balabayis together, so it's as if they're koveya themselves not to be mezamein. So you see the Rama holds that it helps, that even though you're all eating together, you could be koveya yourself not to be mezamein. So Rav Moshe says he later found Rav Shlomo Kluger's parish on Shulchan Aruch, where also he says Shlosh Shiyasu Aldashi Rashon Lichalik Sharashon Lichalik Ulvar Kalach Abasma Blo Zimun. Even if you're avoiding Zimun entirely, three people could sit down together and eat Al Manas that they're not together, and they could bench separately. Then Rav Moshe says, okay, good, I have a clear raya from the Rama. Shlomo Kluger holds that way. Problem is, I have no idea where the Rama got it. He said, it doesn't say that anywhere in the Gemara that you're allowed to do that. He says, maybe the Rama figured it out, mi svara. But then he says, maybe the Rama got it from our Gemara. He says, batzim fiza yesh l'farish b'had rava itzal reish kalusa barchu gimel gimel, enu shuhutalem lichalek af shenesu mishum kvoda reish kalusa, ela shebishvil sheyak bid pirshu midchila shalol l'klol, varichachar el kalecha b'fnatzmo. What happened in our Gemara? They broke up from a group of 10 to a group of 3. It's not stam that you have a heter for the cover of the Reish Kalusa, that you don't have a chiyuv of being koveya anymore. No, they made it that they were never koveya in the first place. So there never was a chiyuv to bench Ba'asara. What motivated them to do that was the cover of the Reish Kalusa. But it's not, once they actually would have been koveya with Asara, the cover of the Reish Kalusa would not have undone their chiyuv. What undoes their chiyuv is that there never was a chiyuv meikara. That's how Moshe understands the makar for this Rama, very important, Allah l'maisa, at least for people who go to a lot of weddings. So says why aren't they at least yotze in the bracha of the Reish Kalusa? No, because they didn't want to wait for the Reish Kalusa to bench because it's very noisy and they weren't going to hear the mevarech, so it wasn't going to work out to hear his benching. If you have three people that have bread together and one of them goes and benches on his own before the others, they didn't lose the Zimun. They could still include him in a Zimun, but he's not going to be Yotzei Zimun, because once he's already benched, he can't be Yotzei Zimun. So you have three people. One of them says, I benched already, sorry. No, not sorry, it's okay. You could still be included in the Zimun, you just can't be Yotzei the Zimun. It's only sorry to the person who benched. He's not going to be able to be Yotzei. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Rav Mar Papa Iklal Bekanishta Dabi Gever. Right, Rabbi Shmuel was the one who said at the end of the Mishnah that Baruch Es Hashem HaMavarach is the response. So Rav Mar Papa went to the Bekanishta, the Beis HaKnesses by Abi Gever. Come Krab Sifra VaAmar Baruch Es Hashem VeIshtik VaAmar HaMavarach. So he got it when he said Baruch Es Hashem, but he didn't say HaMavarach. So Av Shukuli Alma Baruch Hashem HaMavarach. So everyone started screaming, Ah Baruch Hashem HaMavarach! You missed it. You said it wrong. Amar Rava Pasi Uchma, you blackened pot. Badi plukta lamalach. Why do you have to get yourself involved in a machlokas? You should paskum, just do like Rabbi Shmuel, because even Rabbi Kiva is moda that mevorach is better. It's just Rabbi Kiva doesn't think you have to say hamavorach, but you shouldn't get involved in the machlokas. Say the nusach that works according to everybody. Say hamavorach. What does it cost you already? Va'odha no galmuk Rabbi Shmuel. Besides, everyone's knowing like Rabbi Shmuel. So why would you dafka do not like Rabbi Shmuel and skip out on hamavorach? You should say hamavorach. In general, when correcting people, we have to be very careful, because sometimes when you scream out and correct, it's already too late. We had a maisi here on Rosh Hashanah. I messed up. The chazan for Mincha one day in Rosh Hashanah said Baruch Ata Hashem after Kedusha, and you're supposed to, you know, as if to say Amelech HaKadosh, but he didn't say V'chein Tein Pachtecha and the whole Shemona Esrei. So I was thinking afterwards, probably V'chein Tein Pachtecha is not Ma'akev, and once he said Hashem's name, he should have just finished off Hamelech HaKadosh. I got flustered. I messed up. I didn't correct him. Probably everyone would have cheered. We would have missed the whole. We were in so much of a shorter davening. But okay, so that's when we correct. Sometimes we're correct in correcting, but it's too late to make the actual correction. Okay, says Mishnah. Gimel Shachul Kachas in Rashon Lechalik. If you have three people eat together, they're not allowed to divide up into separate. groups. V'chein dalet v'chein chamisha. And so too we have four or five, because they're going to, some of the people are going to be missing out on the mezumen. Vav nechlak anad asar. But if you have six people, so we saw this quoted earlier in the daf, six people could divide up into different groups up until you have a minyan, and then when you have 10, they can't divide up because then you're going to be losing v'asarei nechlak anad chav. They can't divide up unless you have 20, because you don't want to lose out the Shem Hashem. That's part one of the Mishnah. That when what numbers you could split up into two groups. Part two, shtei chaburu shayochlas bayis echad, bizman shemuksasim roen elu eselu, harayel misafron lezimun. You have two people, two groups, eating in one house. If some of the members of one group could see some of the members of the other group, so then they could be mitstarif to make a zimun. Vimlav elu mizam naatzman veelu mizam liatzman. But otherwise, each one makes their own zimun. Shar mitzvah ba'alachavir is a discussion. What does it mean seeing? What if you see the person through a mirror? What if you see the person through a glass? So he's noted to say that in general, seeing through a glass is probably called seeing. That's why we could be yotzei, let's say, kriya satara, even though the balkari has glasses. You could see through a glass, that's called seeing. But seeing through a mirror is not called seeing. Rav Vadia is a tshuva. What about seeing on a television by erva ba'ashashis? So do we assume that erva on a television, that you're not allowed to say brachos in the room when there's erva on a television? Sometimes on TV, a woman has sleeves that aren't all the way down. So there's erva, I heard. So there's erva on a television sometimes. So is that, are you allowed to make a bracha in that room when there's erva? So Rav Vadia said, he has an interesting riot from the Gemara in Nazir. The Gemara in Nazir and in Nedarim comes up in a couple places, tells us of the fellow who became a Nazir when he saw his own reflection in the water, and he was so taken by his beauty that he was misga'a in Olam Sheino Shalo, and he decided right then, Agaleach l'shamayim, I'm going to be Megaleach all my hair l'shamayim, because he took too much pride in his hair. And that was a Kamoschi Yirbu Nazir Nazirus B'Yisrael, that he got a great compliment from the Kohen Gadol, that yeah, that's a good reason to take Nazirus. So Rav Vadia says, why was he so impressed? He only saw a reflection, he didn't see the real deal. So you see that even seeing a reflection is called seeing something that could impress a person. So then he points out that's obviously not such a very, that's not such a good raya. That doesn't mean it's called seeing, it just means that it did something for his ego when he saw something in the mirror. Okay, so pashlus is you see in a mirror, that's no good. That's not called that you're able to see each other. So third part of the Mishnah, you're not allowed to be mevarich on wine until you put water into it. According to Rabbi Lazar, the Chum say you are allowed to be mevarich on wine, even if you haven't diluted it with water. All their wine used to need to be diluted 2/3 water, 1/3 wine. It was very, very strong. So, what's the chiddush of the first part of the Mishnah that three people can't divide up? We already know three people eat together; they have to be mezamin. So, even if they didn't eat yet, they can't divide up. That's the chiddush. Another lashon is that three people that sit to eat together, even though each one is eating from their own loaf of bread, they're not sharing at all, still they can't divide up. You might think that's not called being koveya together when they're not breaking one loaf of bread for everybody. No, they each bring their own sandwich from home, and they sit together at work and they eat together. Still, ain't Rosh Hashanah Chalik. Inami ki ad Rav Huna dam Rav Huna, or another possibility like Rav Huna taught. Gimel Shabbat mi Gimel Chaburos, ain't Rosh Hashanah Chalik. Three people come from three different groups and join together as one group. Three individuals that come from three different groups are not allowed to be mechalik. Amar Rav Chisav Shabbat mi Gimel Chaburos Gimel Bnei Adam. They're not allowed to be mechalik because they're coming from three groups of three people each. So by joining a new group, they're costing their old groups the ability to do zimun. Amar Rava v'lo amran elu d'lo akdimu hanach v'azmin alayi b'duchtayu. That's only if the groups that they came from didn't already do a zimun. V'azmin alayi b'duchtayu paruch zimun minayu. Once they already, the groups that they came from already did a zimun with them, so then they lost the ability to do a zimun. Then they're already paruch zimun minayu. The chiyuv of zimun ran away from them already. There are three different pshatim in just about every line in that gemara that we just read, but we're not going to, Rabbeinu Yonah goes through all three different pshatim, we're not going to have time for it. Amar Rava, mina aminala. So says Rava, where did I get this idea from? Ditnan, mita shenignava chet, meaning where do I get this idea of parach zimun minayhu? That once they already benched, so then zimun went away from them, that the chiyuv flies away when they divide up. So mita shenignava chetzia, o sha'avda chetzia, if you have a bed that half of it is stolen or half of it is lost, o shechalkua achin, o shutfin, or brothers who have to divide an estate, or partners who are dividing up because they're dissolving their partnership, and they break it in half, and they divide it, tahora. It becomes tahor because it loses its shame kli. Once something loses its shame kli, it becomes tahor. Hechzirua, once they put it back together again, mekabel tumah mikan alaba. Now it could be mekabel tumah going forward. Mikan alaba in the mafreya lo. But it can only be mekabel tumah going forward. The old tumah that it had, you had a kli that was tameh, and all you did, you didn't put it in a mikvah, you weren't mitaret, all you did, you broke it. So shvirasa is mitarasa. When you break it, it's mitaret. Even when you put it back together again, it does not get back its old tumah. Alma kibin depalgua paruch latumah mina. We see that once you divided it, once you broke it, the tumah went away because it's no longer called a mita. So the whole tumah that it had goes away and does not come back. So similarly, hachanami kibin dasman alayu paruch zimun minayu. Over here also, since they were included in the original zimun, the chiv of zimun went away, and that chiv of zimun doesn't come back, even though they now joined together with different people. Beis Chaburos, the Mishnah said if you have two different groups, so they're not allowed to be mechalek if they have exactly six. If they have less than six, once they have exactly six up until ten, they can be mechalek. Tanya, I'm sorry, this is going on the next line. We said if there's a if they could see each other, they could be mitzarif. Tanya, miyeh shamish b'neim shamish mitzarfen. If you have two different groups that could see each other, they could be mitzarif. Similarly, if you have two different groups that have the same waiter, that waiter who's serving both of the groups, that's mishamish, both of the groups could be mitzarif. The two groups together, even if they're unable to see each other, there's some sort of mechitza that divides them. Still, the waiter himself is able to be mitzarif the two groups. Ein mevarchen al yayin. Then the Mishnah said we don't make a bracha on yayin unless it's diluted. At least that was the sheet of the Tanakama. That was Rabbi Lazar. And the Chama said, yes, we do make a bracha on yayin even before it's diluted. So says the Gemara, Tan Rabban and Yayin, Nasan Latokho Mayim, Ein Varkan Lav Bar Priya Gafin, Ela Bar Priya Eitz. If you haven't diluted the wine doesn't even get a Bar Priya Gafin yet because it's not drinkable as wine. It's a Bar Priya Eitz. So you would think, well, wait, it's fruit juice, it should be a shakol niyabedvaro. No, but wine is still different. It's still a little more chashiv, so it counts as a bar priya eitz. V'notam imenu liyadayim. And you're allowed to do netilas yadayim with it. Why are you allowed to do netilas yadayim? Says Rashi, d'shem mayim alav, d'mei peros bialma mikri. It's still called water because it's just mei peros bialma. So you're allowed to do netilas yadayim. Mishnasal l'tocha mayim, once you've diluted it with water, then mevarchan alav bar priya gafen, ve'in notam imenu liyadayim. Then it's already wine, so now it gets a bar priya gafen, and you're not allowed to wash your hands with it anymore because you can't wash your hands with wine. You can only wash your hands with water. Divrei Reb Lazer. That's the sheet of Reb Lazer that we learned in the Mishnah. The Chum Amrim Bein Kach Ubein Kach Mvartel Bar Priya Gafen Meinol Tamen Liyadayim. The Chum say even if it's not yet diluted, still you could make a bar priya gafen, and you cannot wash with it because it already has a din of yayin even when it's not diluted. Keman Oz Adam Shmuel Oz Adam Kol Tzrachav Bepas Keman Rabbi Lazer. So who's Shmuel going like when he says a person could do whatever he needs with bread? So he's going like Rabbi Lazer, who says that you could wash your hands with the wine that's not diluted, meaning that we're not worried about hefsed ochlin. So Shmuel says whatever you need to do with bread, you want to use bread as a napkin or whatever, so you could do that too, because apparently we're not worried about the baltashkus, the hefsed ochlin. Now the Rav Salvechik just points out this idea that Rashi explains the Gemara that Shitas Rabbi Lazer, that if you haven't yet diluted your wine, it has a din of mayim, and therefore you're allowed to do netilas yadayim with it. Before you put mayim in it, it does have a din of yayin for other halachos. The Gemara Babasa Daf Tzadi Zayin Amin Aleph says it's kashal in nesachim still, so it's hard to say that it's called mayim. If you hold that notal yadayim, even with mei peros and with yayin, before you put water in it, why can't you be notal yadayim with yayin that you already put water into? It's a shame yayin either way or the other. So Salvechik says, classic brisk alamdus, Tzvei dinim in netilas yadayim, in the psul of netilas yadayim and tvila. One, there's a psul that's chal in the chefsa shalmayim, and two, psul that's chal in the maisa netila, the maisa tvila. The Raya Gemara Sukkah Daf Yotes, where it says that if you have muddy bottom of the mikvah, titanirok, it's mitzarif to the memsa, but you can't actually be tovel in that. So you see that something could have a din of mayim of the mikvah, but still you can't actually be tovel in it. So yayin may be kosher in netilas yadayim. But when you put water into it, there's a halacha that you're not allowed to do netila. I mean, it has a din of yayin, may have a din of mayim legabi netila sadaim. But once you put water in it, there's an isser of doing netila in it because it's going to be mafsid, something that's roi l'shtia. And once it's roi l'shtia, it's roi for a higher purpose. So then it's a separate isser to do netila. So that's how you have to say. I'm Rabbi Yosef Rav Chanina. Modim chum the Rabbi Lozer b'kosh al bracha. Shein mevarkon levat sheitin l'tocha mayim. The chum remodet Rabbi Lozer by kosh bracha, you definitely, even the chacham who say that it's already baruch priyagaf and before you dilute it, would say you can't use it for a koshal bracha, for benching, for kiddush, for abdallah, for eris and nisun. You can't use it until you put water into it. My time, I'm Rav Osha, being a mitzvah min amuvchar, because we always look for the mitzvah min amuvchar. Mitzvah min amuvchar, you should always do a mitzvah from the muvchar, from the choicest things. And the choicest wine is when it's diluted. For Rabbanon l'may chazi, according to Rabbanon, what's it roi for before it's diluted? I'm Rabbi Zeir Chazi l'kuraiti. You can use it for some sort of kuraiti drink, some type of other drink. Tan Rabbanan, Dal Varm Namru Pas. We say four halachos about bread. Number one, Ein Vas Ein Manichim Basar Chay Al Pas. You don't put raw meat on bread. Vein Mavirim Kos Malay Al Pas. You don't put a full kos and pass it over bread because you're afraid that it shouldn't spill on the bread and be mevaz of the bread. Vein Zarkin As Pas. You don't throw bread. Vein Somchin As Hakar Bepas. And you don't lean a plate against bread. So Amemar Marzut Rav Ravashi Karchu Rif Tabadei Adadi. There was Amemar Marzut Rav Ravashi having a meal together. Aisel Kamei Tam Riv Rimoni. They brought them dates and pomegranates. Shakal Marzut Rav Pasak Lekamid Ravashi Dastana. So he brought him a piece of cooked meat and he threw him a piece of cooked meat. Don't you hold that you're not allowed to throw food? How are you allowed to throw me this cooked meat? Who be passed Tanya? No, that's only by bread. No, it's not only by bread, it's by all food. No, we learned that another bray, so you're allowed to throw food. Very simple teretz. That's something that will become disgusting when you throw it. You're not allowed to throw. Something that won't become disgusting, that's hard, it won't become disgusting, you're allowed to throw. Let me just take 10 more seconds. Tan Rabban Mashikhan Yain Bitsinoros of Nechasim Zaikala, Vizarklin Fam Klaus Fagozim Bimosachama, Veloy Mosak Shamim. You're allowed to pour wine through pipes in front of a chasm and a kala, just as way of being with Sameach them, and throw nuts and candies at them during the summertime, not during the wintertime. Avlo Glus Close, Lobby Mosacham, Lobby Mosak Shamba. You're not allowed to throw Glus Close, fancy your cookies, Bimosacham, Mosak Shamba. The point is that we're not worried about the Hefsid Ochlin involved in throwing the different kinds of foods, or the Bizoy Oakland involved in throwing the different foods. Okay, we'll stop there.